Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is in Granville, North Dakota, United States of America, June 20th, 2025, the year of our Lord. We're celebrating the first annual Bull Bash in a small town of about 303 people. The Bull Bash was full, had almost 1,000 people here. Bailey Pro Rodeo provided the Bucking Bulls 35 entries, where they rode 4 out of the first 35. And then in the short go round, or Jarrah Land and Cattle Company Championship round, there was only one bull ridden out of the top 12. We brought 4 back with qualified rides. The other 8 were wild card rides, and it was really a good show. A pair of brothers, Dylan and Layton Woodbury of North Dakota. Layton has finished 2nd in the Bullfighters Only. He won $50,000 in Las Vegas at City of Lights a couple of years ago. And Richard Ratley, amazing, amazing talent from Kansas, a PRCA bullfighter. When the dust cleared, an Australian by the name of Lyndon Rain was your bull riding champion at the first ever Granville, North Dakota Bull Bash. Hello, Lyndon. Congratulations on a victory today.
Oh, thank you, Randy. Appreciate it.
We're glad that you're here. Tell us your story.
Well, I grew up in Rocky Glen, New South Wales, Australia, in a small little farming community. And I come over here in 2023 with a bunch of other Aussies, and we went down to school in Texas, Odessa, Texas. Yeah, then we're just up here rodeoing for the summer up north and, yeah, having a good time with it.
Well, we're mighty proud of you for, first of all, having the gumption and the determination and setting goals. Tell us about your college experience, how they recruited you and why.
Pretty much the way we got recruited was we just wanted to come to college. We heard the Southwest region was the best to be in, so we just sent messages to all the coaches there, and then they would ask for videos, and you'd send them videos, and we all got offered full rides. So we got on the plane and went over the little pond and ended up in, you know, in Texas.
Well, I'm sure that was a win-win situation. How many years do you have under your belt, and how many to go in college?
I got 2 years under my belt, and if I want to get my master's in business, I've got another 2 to go.
Yes, sir. And college national finals rodeo yet?
No, I didn't make it last year or this year. We had 2 kids from our team making the bull riding, Trinity Bear and Hayden Welsh, and they'd been going really good. I reckon this year will be my year.
Trinity Bear is, as I recall, a First Nations Indian cowboy from Canada.
Yeah, he's the Prince of Chickachas. His dad's the chief there, and he's one hell of a kid. You know, he rides bulls so good. Very talented young man, works very hard. And, yeah, we got a few boys from Canada up there, and, yeah, he bloody gives it to them.
What goals have you set for yourself in life, in bull riding and beyond?
A lot of little goals, but the ultimate goal is to win a world title and an all-round title. I ride broncs as well, and I just make a living from it and do what I love doing and keep at them.
You know, what is your experience in the United States compared to Australia, and what are the challenges and rewards, and has it all been worth it?
Oh, God, yeah, it's been worth it. I think there's nothing better you can do than try and do something that you love and make it your job, and I'll just be at home working my ass off if I wasn't here. And a lot of the challenges are mainly just money. A lot of us Aussies don't come from very rich families, and we get screwed on the conversion rate terribly. For every dollar, it's like 64 cents. So if we have 10 grand Australian, it's only $6,200 American. You get over, you don't really know anyone. You got to learn how to drive again because it's all back to front. And but no, like, meet such great people, and people help you out so much, and everyone's always so nice and willing to help give you a hand. So it's no really worries. It's just you just got to have the guts to do it. And when things do go pear shaped, you just keep going, and someone will give you a hand here.
Tonight, Granville, North Dakota, Victor Reed. Yeah. What led up to that, and how does it feel?
Oh, yeah, it feels good. Bit of money in my pocket. Keep me traveling down the road. It's always handy. I just need to go find someone to have a shower. Yeah, so main goal, a bit hot and sweaty, so.
Yes, sir. Would you share with us something that you've learned that could help us be successful and victorious like you have been tonight in Granville, North Dakota?
You're only as good as you think you are. If you think you're the best ever, you're going to have a lot better chance of being it. Never doubt yourself. You don't know what you're capable of. Just keep going and keep trying and never give up.
That's words of our champion, Lyndon Rain, from Rocky Glen, New South Wales, Australia. God bless you, Lyndon.
Thank you, Randy. Appreciate it.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One. The Native American Radio Service.